Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. This is Scout En Route with a look at the Tennessee Volunteers, the hot, unbeaten Tennessee Volunteers, the darlings of the media at this point in the SEC, heading to Baton Rouge for an early kickoff, 11 a.m. local time kickoff in Death Valley in Baton Rouge, playing the LSU Tigers. The Scout En Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and MLB picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. Well, it is the unbeaten Tennessee Vols, and to know about how this team has got unbeaten, you've got to really break down the film. I hear a lot of people talking about how good their, how much better their defense has gotten. It's not the case. The defense is not very good. It has been exposed a lot this year. Pitt had plenty of opportunities. They just, without their starting quarterback getting injured, they really struggled and probably didn't play this game like they needed to have a chance to win it. And they still had a chance to win it in Pittsburgh. Florida is really struggling on offense. They moved the football at will on Tennessee. They controlled the game at the line of scrimmage. They possessed the football. But keeping this Tennessee offense out the end zone for four quarters is very difficult. It's going to need the offense to get off to a quick start for Tennessee. Sometimes with these rhythm offenses, these tempo offenses, early starts, sometimes it's a little bit of a process to find that rhythm. They need to start off quick. They get an early lead here, then they make LSU play from behind. LSU doesn't have the passing game that can match up with it. So a lot of the narrative is, well, Tennessee can't have the passing game that can match up with Tennessee. They can't, and they won't. LSU can run the football. They will throw it, ball control against this Tennessee defense, and I think they'll have success and a really good chance to win this game. LSU's going to have to cut down on their mistakes. They did a very poor job against Auburn last week, blowing some coverages. I think they'll clean that up. If they don't, this game could get out of hand with Tennessee with a lead. But look for this game to be more around the line of scrimmage. They've limited their opponents to just 12.5 points per game during their 4-0 run. But they've not played really good offenses. They're playing a good offense here. They're going to have to control this game at the line of scrimmage like Florida did. LSU's better than Florida, so I think there's every chance for LSU to stay in this game, make it very close, make it very competitive. I've got further thoughts about this game with more keys to victory and a pick for you over at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check that out today and take advantage of our football season sale. Before we get to our Vegas Insider, I want to tell you about Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. Preciser provides the most up-to-date and accurate predictions on every MLB, NBA, and NFL game for every type of sports bettor. It's super easy to navigate through their platform, and predictions are easily accessible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, and that is where Preciser comes in. Their goal is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all the data and features from their platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Check them out at Preciser.io and all of their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All of their links will be in podcast description. Preciser has predicted the right winner at 62.5% success rate so far in the NFL season, and you can continue to check out their number at Preciser.io.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the Route to Victory in betting the Tennessee and LSU Week 6 matchup presented by Preciser. Both of these teams doing pretty well this season. LSU 4-1 in Brian Kelly's first year. They make their debut in the top 25. Tennessee, they're in the top 10. They're maybe making a case, at least at the moment, maybe for a college football playoff contender. However, one of these teams will have to lose this game, and I don't think it'll be the Tennessee Volunteers. This noon game, Tennessee, 2-point favorite against LSU. Their offense is electric, led by Hendon Hooker, who is and should be a Heisman Trophy candidate, 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, 365.8 yards per game passing, and they can run the ball pretty well, too, 193.5 yards rushing. It's the defense that has been, I'd say, good. It's been surprising considering that this Tennessee Volunteers defense coming into the season, we didn't think would be any good. Now they do have a tough task ahead of them. They did beat Pittsburgh 34-27 in overtime. They held Florida to 33 points, which is quite a lot, but still a win, 38-33. This may be one of the better tests in terms of offenses, though, because Jaden Daniels, the Arizona State transfer, has been excellent for LSU this season. 915 yards, 6 touchdowns. They've been excellent. Also, 196-yard rushing behind Daniels as well, who is the leading rusher, 321 yards rushing to go along with his passing. So the all-purpose numbers are off the charts for Daniels, and it's the number one reason why LSU is where they're at. However, they haven't really played an offense quite like Tennessee. Yes, Mississippi State, pretty good under Will Rogers and that Mike Leach air raid offense. But Auburn, not a great defense. New Mexico and Florida State, a team they lost to. Okay offense. So that LSU number 14.8 points per game and only 184 yards passing allowed. I think those numbers are a bit skewed. Going up against this Tennessee offense is a much tougher test, and I think Tennessee is going to score plenty of points in this one to take the win. I'm laying the 2 points with the Tennessee Volunteers in this matchup. That's the route to victory this week. For more, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.